This is Shep O'Neill with the VOA Special English Health Report. Alzheimer's disease slowly destroys memory, thinking, and reasoning skills. The risk of developing this brain-wasting condition increases with age. It is usually found in older people, but those with a family history may develop it earlier. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, a progressive loss of brain cells and mental abilities. The Alzheimer's Association says the disease can last from 3 to 20 years, but the average person dies after 8 years. A new Swedish study estimated the direct costs of Alzheimer's disease and dementia care worldwide in 2003. The estimate is $156,000 million. That was based on an estimate that almost 28 million people have dementia. An estimated 4.5 million people have Alzheimer's disease in the United States. As the population ages, the Alzheimer's Association says there may be as many as 16 million cases by 2050. No cure exists, and the causes are still being studied. In June, in Washington, D.C., the Alzheimer's Association held its first international conference on the prevention of dementia. Researchers suggest that healthy ways of living, started early, could reduce the risk of Alzheimer's or delay it. They say it is important to stay socially and mentally active to keep brain cells healthy. Physical exercise and weight control could help, too. A study found that people with higher levels of education were at lower risk than others. Even good care of the teeth and gums could have an effect because of a possible link between gum disease and higher risk of Alzheimer's. Researchers say technology such as PET scans and magnetic resonance imaging may be useful in discovering Alzheimer's early. There are several drug treatments being developed, and scientists are exploring other possibilities. A study reported last week involved some mice genetically engineered to develop dementia. Researchers then shut off the genes that caused it. The mice regained memory, as shown in their ability to guide their way around. University of Minnesota researcher Karen Ash says the results came as a surprise. The findings appear in Science magazine. This VOA Special English Health Report was written by Cynthia Kirk. Our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. This is Shep O'Neill.